Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program Let Us Reflect. We have an interesting topic for you today, an interesting opening topic, a no-lose situation. What do we mean by a no-lose situation? One meaning is obvious. It means that whatever the situation, one is not in loss. But who does this apply to? And which is it, for a believer only, or is it for believers and disbelievers? Is it something which our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned in some way? Is there any Islamic concept which supports the idea of a no-lose situation for the believer? Before I mention anything related to this, I would like to share with you a narration which expresses the excellence, the importance of sending blessings in favor of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the deed which we commonly refer to as Durood Sharif or Salat ala Nabi. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, whosoever would like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should send blessings upon me often. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Our deeds, our efforts in Islam, our efforts in life ultimately are for divine acceptance. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. One way we can attain divine acceptance or divine pleasure is by sending blessings in favor of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, expressing this supplication of blessings for him sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam often. And often here is not defined by a set number. You can at least try to read or recite blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam 313 times. If you're able to do more, 500, 1000 times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts in sending blessings in favor of the best in creation, Al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Following on from the introduction of today's session, a no-lose situation. As a believer, as an individual, as a human being, every human being would like to be in a no-lose situation. The amazing thing for a believer is that his situation is a no-lose situation. How and why? I would like to answer this question by mentioning a famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned in Muslim. عن أبي يحيى عن سهيب بن سنان رضي الله تعالى عن قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن. Our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said that the matter or the affair of the believer is strange. Every matter of his is good. And this is only for the believer. So every matter of the believer, this is the strange thing. This is the good thing about the believer, that every matter of his is good. And this is exclusive to the believer. This honor is only given to the believer. How is it the case that his matter or the believer's matter or every matter of his is good? The hadith narration answers this. When goodness reaches him or happiness reaches him, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's grateful and this is good for him. Obviously, his response in gratitude for the happiness that he receives, it's good for him. The hadith continues, and if an adversity reaches him, if a calamity befalls him, if he suffers some adversity, then he adopts patience. And that is good for him. Meaning, if he faces a good situation, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that response, that condition is good for him. Why? Because when he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is rewarded. And if a calamity befalls him, or if he suffers from any kind of adversity, his response will be a response of patience. And due to that response of patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. That is the obvious meaning of the hadith. So a believer, whether he is facing a good situation, or whether he's facing a difficulty, because of his response, his appropriate response will lead him to goodness or reward, no matter what the situation is. And this is the strange thing about the affair of the believer. This is the no-lose situation. Whether he faces happiness, whether he faces comfort, joy, whether he experiences comfort or joy, or whether he faces calamity and adversity, in every situation, he can respond appropriately and attain reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how is this not a no-lose situation? As believers, we must be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this honor and given us this reward, that whatever the situation, a response that is appropriate for a believer can lead to reward for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to reflect upon this hadith and to understand this hadith. Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi alayhi rahma, he comments on this hadith, he explains this hadith, and he says that every affair of the believer, every matter of the believer is strange, and there is goodness in all his affairs. It's just goodness in whatever he does. Whereas the disbelievers and the hypocrites, they are not given this excellence. So this reward is only for the believers, as expressed by the actual wording of the hadith. He continues and he says that if a believer, he is granted good health or safety, then he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His response is a response of gratitude. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records his name or writes him as being among the grateful people. And when he faces a difficulty, a hardship, or a calamity, he expresses patience and he is written as one of the patient people, about whom those people who are praised in the Quran, those people who are given divine aid. He also mentions that as long as a person faces a difficulty or a calamity, the doors of divine mercy remain open for him. And he says, this is also good for him. So being in this situation that although apparently he's having a difficult time, while he's facing that difficult time, the doors of divine mercy are actually open for him. So on the outside, or apparently it seems like a bad situation to be in, or a difficult situation to be in, but in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the doors of His mercy open for him. Mullah Ali Qari alayhi rahma, he comments on this hadith and he says, all the affairs of a believer are based upon goodness and are blessed. And then he explains that even if the apparent situation is a negative one or a bad one, for example, a person is facing poverty or need, then due to patience, the situation is good for him, meaning he will be patient and be rewarded. So that situation is not all bad, or is not bad, even though apparently it's difficult, it leads to some goodness. Mullah Ali Qari alayhi rahmah then quotes a hadith Qudsi in which he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that some servants of mine are kept in a good condition or a correct condition due to a need or even poverty. If they are given wealth or if they are given affluence, they will actually worsen their condition. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and some servants of mine are such that they are kept in check, or they are kept in a correct state due to affluence. If I make them needy, then their condition would worsen, or their condition would become bad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most merciful, knows if affluence, having money or wealth or being rich, if that is good for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. If facing some kind of need or being poor to a certain degree or having less, if that is better for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Sometimes we might think this, that if I had more money, I would do this and I would do that and I would spend it in the way of Allah and I would be so generous. The reality probably is that if more money came our way, we'd become miserly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us better than we know ourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful, is the most merciful. In fact, we will make choices that will harm us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide matters for our benefit. And this is why we, as believers, wholeheartedly believe that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees for us is best, and we should remain content with divine decree. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reported to have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees goodness for the believer. We must have this trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala he reports that he says that the affair of the believer, the matter of the believer is strange. If he faces a difficulty, he can hope for reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through patience. And when he receives or experiences goodness, then he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, in every matter or in every work of the believer, he is given reward, even to the extent where he places a morsel in his mouth, there is reward in this for him. This is the beauty of the affair of the believer, the situation of the believer. This is a no-lose situation. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three types of patience in the Quran. The first type of patience that he mentions is patience upon obedience. And he mentions that this patience has 300 ranks or 300 degrees. The second type is patience in terms of refraining from sinful, unlawful actions. This has 600 degrees. The third type is expressing patience at the very beginning of a problem or calamity or a difficulty. So that's where the patience is. So as soon as you face that problem, as soon as you face that difficulty, you're patient straight away. This is described as having 900 degrees or 900 ranks. Once Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O Allah, the one who adopts patience or expresses patience for your sake when facing problems and calamities, what is the reward for him?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered by saying, "I shall make him wear, or I shall grant him the robe of honor, and I shall make that a barrier between him and the fire of hell, and I shall make him enter paradise." The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, "O Jibreel, when I take the eyesight of a servant of mine, when I take his eyesight, the reward for this is that I shall grant him my vision." And as I've mentioned in the past, the greatest blessing and privilege in the hereafter is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are blessed with entry into paradise and also the honor, the privilege of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an expression that we often hear, we may have heard, sabr jameel, which can be translated as beautiful patience or contextually as a good patience. What is meant by sabr jameel, and when will patience be the kind of patience that is described like this? Imam Ghazali alayhi rahma, he explains the term sabr jameel, and he says it's when you look at a person and you cannot differentiate. You can't tell whether he's facing a calamity or he is in a normal situation. His patience is such a great patience, there is no apparent change in his condition. And he explains this by saying that obviously this means that he doesn't tear his clothing, pull his hair. They can often look disheveled. They might tear their clothing. They might be wailing. All these things are haram, unlawful in the Sharia. And obviously this is not sabr jameel. So not doing all these things. He even mentions that some people, they'll tie a smaller imamah to kind of show that they're not in a normal situation or normal condition, or they'll put their a cloth or a shawl over their faces to kind of hide the, well, not really hiding the fact that they're mourning, but just as an expression of mourning. So he says any of these kind of expressions, they go against the concept of sabr jameel. Sabr jameel is when a person is in control of himself and he does not resort to anything which is unlawful in the Sharia in his mourning or when he is facing a calamity. And he mentions a beautiful point towards the end. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create a human being with his will, meaning the will of the human being. So the human being was not created with his personal will. It was the will of Allah. So in the same way, when his soul is taken, he is not consulted in some way or his will is not sought. It's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in both cases, just as the human being had entered this world without his own personal will, he shall leave this world without his own will, personal will, and he should be the same or content about both situations. Sayyiduna Dawud alayhi salam once said to Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam that a believer, the piety of a believer, his righteousness can be recognized through three signs. And the first sign that he mentions is whatever a person does not have, he maintains his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding it. The second trait is whatever he does have, he is content with it. And the third point or third sign of the piety or righteousness of a believer is that whatever has been taken from him, he is patient in his response. Sometimes we give examples of the patience of our pious predecessors or the Prophet alayhi wasalam, and people may think, well, they were such amazing or exceptional people. The Prophets are the greatest in creation, and the likes of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they are the greatest in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So how can we compare ourselves to them? It's not about comparing. It's about being inspired by their level of devotion and their level of adherence to the Quran and Sunnah. The reason why we say radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, the reason why we express the fact and have this prayer expressed after their names that Allah is pleased with them or may Allah be pleased with them, is because of the amazing traits of good character and piety which they possessed. One powerful example that I would like to give you or share with you is that of Sayyiduna Salim radiyallahu ta'ala an, who was wounded in battle, is covered in wounds, and someone wanted to give him water because of his condition. And he responded in a very powerful way, which it's overwhelming when you try to consider his condition and what he actually said. His response was, place me, put me closer to the enemy and put this water near me, for I am fasting. If I am alive until Maghrib, then I shall drink this water or I shall perform iftar. So Sayyiduna Salim was fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, covered in wounds. He does not drink the water because he is fasting. Today we consider the longer fasts of the summer or fasting when the duration is longer, and we start thinking, oh, it's so difficult. The Sahaba were fasting and putting their lives on the line to preserve Islam, to protect Islam, to support the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So if we are thinking about our fasting, the least we can do is not complain or not become angry, not become frustrated with our family members when we are in a fasting state, considering and reflecting upon the state of Sayyiduna Salim radiyallahu ta'ala an. So remember, the situation of a believer is a no-lose situation. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making our matters that are based upon goodness, for giving us an opportunity of reward in every kind of situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses His mercy through granting us this privilege, which is not given to anyone but the believer, that if we face difficulties and we are patient, Allah will reward us. If we are granted happiness and joy, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our matter is blessed, more blessings are retained, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon us. So if we face adversity or experience happiness, the correct response will be rewarding for us. The matter of the believer is based upon goodness. The believer is always in a no-lose situation if he understands this and if he acts appropriately. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to reflect. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.